This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I saw this story on, I believe it was USA Today, and it was talking about the NFL draft team needs for like the Eagles and Patriots and Cowboys. And I started thinking about the playoff teams that made it, and even the 49ers. When I look at what they're doing, what is it like? How do you approach? And I'm curious for you, Mike, and okay, Kevin and Reggie, all of y'all's approach on if you're a team that's that close, if you're that close to being a champion, but you don't get it, how do you change? What do you change? And do you change anything at all? Do you say, you know what, we were almost there, we just needed this play? Or we were almost there, we just need this player? 877-881-1053. What's your philosophy on team building whenever you're that close to winning a championship?
Well, I think if you're the Niners, the main thing, you just need Jimmy Garoppolo to improve and get a little bit better. Because that was the key to the championship game, the Super Bowl, is if he hits Emmanuel Sanders on that deep ball with, I don't know, a minute and change to go, they're the champs. They won it all. If he can make that throw to a guy who's open by 3 to 4 yards, then they're the champs, and we're not talking about like how much more do they need to improve. We'd be like, how do they sustain being the champs? And we'd look at the Kansas City Chiefs. But that being said, after, hey, main thing, we need Garoppolo to get a little bit better. He's good. We need him to get to be great. And if he's there, we can probably win. Now, they made trades, so I think they have the 13th overall pick and then the 31st pick, so they have two first-round picks, I believe, in this draft. Is I would look at what was one thing that hurt them in the Super Bowl. They didn't have depth on their defensive line. And now they might not have premium wide receivers either, but to me, if I was them, I would say, man, one of the things that got us there was defensive line, except when we needed to get to the quarterback late in the game, those guys were fatigued because we didn't have anybody who could kind of give them breaks during the first three quarters of the game when they could be still effective in the fourth quarter, our main guys. So to me, if I'm the 49ers specifically, I'd say, look, if Garoppolo gets a little bit better, we have the best team in the NFC again. And if we can draft a defensive lineman or two that can help with our depth, that could really help.
But that, and like that all is a sound strategy, but that is not exactly what the 49ers decided to do, because that was one of the rumblings going around, is that they were going to make a run at Tom Brady, because they were like, we're not going to wait for that to happen. We believe like you have to strike, you know, immediately. And that was the direction that they were going to go. So, I mean, I think that's probably the better long-term strategy, but it was interesting to see, like you said, if he hits that pass, they probably win the Super Bowl. But even then, they were still like, maybe we should switch our quarterback because he didn't hit that pass, and maybe we need to change it all up. So I'm fascinated by how dramatic some teams are when they're that close. Like, think about it, for example.
It's interesting.
Because the Cowboys were far away from being a Super Bowl team this year.
We beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, that is true. And the Dolphins are coming up in the world. And so the Cowboys were far away. And what have they essentially changed, like, personnel-wise? Nothing.
Their defense a little bit.
A little bit, sure.
Losing Byron Jones really does change the face of your defense, I believe.
But and they didn't lose him because they're like, we need to go in a different direction. They're just like, we're not going to pay you that amount of money. Whereas, and I realize like the coaching staff is a huge part of all of that. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, like, personnel-wise, to the question, it doesn't appear like they're making these like massive cross-the-board changes.
Right.
Whereas the 49ers were maybe a complete wide-open route away from winning the Super Bowl, and they're like, do we need to switch quarterbacks? Like, that's interesting to me that the Cowboys are sitting here, and again, I'm not saying that the downfall is Dak's fault, but they're like, we're fine with our quarterback. Our quarterback's the guy. He's been here 4 years and we haven't won, but he's the guy.
As a matter of fact, we're about to give him a $38 million raise, essentially.
Exactly. And then the 49ers, the first complete year that Jimmy Garoppolo starts, they get to the Super Bowl. I mean, not necessarily led by him, but still, they make it to the Super Bowl. But he couldn't complete the pass they needed to win the Super Bowl. So they instantaneously go, is this the guy? Even though they sunk a ton of money into him.
Do you think they thought that during the season or all along? Like, that they were looking at it and they were like, man, I know, like, we're winning, but that is the team and that is this running back group that's being patched together with the coaching staff? Or do you think they thought, you know what, maybe Garoppolo's a guy? I think they always thought he's a guy.
I don't know if I do think that, because okay. The amount of money they gave him leads me to believe that they really did see the, you know, 6-0, 7-0 sample size from New England. And they were like, oh, well, here we go. They're not going to keep him. Let's keep him and we can make this happen. So I do kind of think they thought he was the guy. And maybe that evolved, like you said, during the season. I hope it evolved during the season. And they were not
evolved a little.
Yeah, and then they weren't just furious about that one pass. And they're like, that's it. We're going to get Tom Brady. He grew up in California. We can make all this happen. So, like, maybe they thought that. But then when he got hurt, and then when they saw him this year, they were like, you know, he's good enough. But we think defensively, we are so good that even a slightly above average quarterback will get us there.
All right, so Kevin, I'm very interested in what you said earlier about teams overreacting or getting dramatic about something whenever they've gone through something, because Dez caught it, right? Like, we all remember that moment.
I told you he didn't after they challenged it.
I know. I remember, Mike. You walked up to me and made me the saddest human ever. So that's why I do game six every day.
I had nothing to do with that, and that makes me sad, too.
I don't know why. I just now refer to it as the Mavericks game six, 2011.
Okay. In that moment, that team, like, in our minds, I think everybody agreed that team should have won the Super Bowl. Like, Kevin and I have always been on the mindset of they'd already beaten the Seahawks at the Seahawks. They could have done it again. The Seahawks couldn't stop them. The Cowboys, if they would have beaten Green Bay in that game, they could have gone on to this, because all year long, Tony Romo teams were coming back and doing magical things, and that play kept them from doing it. So what did they do the next year? The Cowboys, I believe in their mind, thought the same thing. They got gypped. They got screwed. Let's bring back the same team. Let's not change anything. Let's stick to it, because we can just carry over what happened last year. I am curious as to how teams sometimes say to themselves, yeah, this year is this an extension of last year, or this year is completely different. And should you treat each season as a new year? Because doesn't that seem like that's what the Patriots typically do? Is they're like, hey, we can wipe the whole team and rebuild if we need to.
Is that because they always had the quarterback? Is that because Belichick made that decision? Because that's, I don't know. That, because, like, that'll take you in two different directions, right? If it's because Belichick's like, no, it's because I said so and we'll do what I say, then you're like, okay, sure. Or it could have just been those, like, well, we got the quarterback, so we'll be fine either way. Because, like, part of me sort of thinks the Chiefs might do that at some point, where they're like, eh, we got Pat Mahomes. We can do whatever the hell we want. We'll figure out a way to make it happen. So it's tough to answer that question, because I totally get what you're saying about every season being a new entity, but I also do see the logic of, hey, this systematically worked and broke most opponents down, and if not for a bootleg call or maybe a bad decision on a 4th-and-2 when you should have just taken the first down, either way, and maybe we should stick with what was working all along and build on that. I see the value of both. What I don't like is sometimes I think that the Cowboys project things that aren't there, because they're like, well, it should have worked. Cool. But if it doesn't, then you need to do something different. Like, I hate the Cowboys' philosophy of, well, you know, if we didn't have all these penalties and injury, our plan would have worked. So we're going to do that again. And you're like, but it didn't work.
But you're going to have the penalties and injuries again. So just assume it's going to happen.
Yeah. It seems like the Cowboys more often than not assume the positives and are more willing to discount the negatives.
Because Jerry's an optimistic guy.
Okay. Well, that's how you don't win. Like, you should always assume the negatives in terms of building your team, or else that's why you find yourself in a bind time and again.
But that's the way that Jerry sells it, right? Like, that's how he sells it to the fan base. That's how he sells it to the players. That's how he sells it to people in the organization. He sells it in, hey, we can do this. We can do it. And he even says, I am a positive person. That's how I've gotten through life, by being a positive guy.
That's kind of why Jason Garrett got to stay around for 10 years.
Yeah.
Is he could always make an excuse in his mind of, if this would have gone this way, or we had an injury, and because Tony Romo was hurt and we went 4-12, I'm not going to blame anything on the coach.
Because
then you come
Zeke
back and you go
there.
13-3, and then, you know, it's like, how can I get rid of him? We went 13-3. I don't care about the playoff game. That was just unlucky because of Aaron Rodgers' pass to I'm drawing a blank on the tight end who caught the ball. But
wasn't that Jared Cook?
Yeah, Jared Cook. And then it's just, you know, you can always make an excuse for why it didn't go your way. And so I think Jerry is great at that. This is what makes him the greatest salesman in the world. That's why he can sell things you don't even want or need, is because he's able to convince you that this is exactly what you need or you want, or this is why it went wrong. And I promise you, it's not going to go wrong like that again.
Okay, here's another, and I guess we're kind of coming up with different layers of your team building because of what happened to you in a previous season, but let's say you are the Baltimore Ravens. Now, Bill Parcells was big on build your team to first beat your opponents within your division, because you have to play them twice, each team twice a year. So you want to be able to compete against those guys and beat them, then worry about everything else. Well, the Baltimore Ravens created something that can beat a lot of teams in the NFL, but can they beat the Chiefs? And now they have to look at, can we win in the regular season still with the model that we have, and how do we get over the top of what the Chiefs are? So whenever you're looking at that, do you say, you know what, let's just stick to the plan, add a couple new wrinkles to it, and figure out how to stop their offense? Or, you know what, we kind of have to change up what we're doing too.
Well, I think you'd have to look at it. I guess I would look at it specifically with whatever team I have, and I'd say, what was our downfall? And which was very tough for the Ravens because they had the best season in the NFL last year, is our downfall was come playoff time. One is our receivers couldn't catch a ball, which was really weird in that game, is that the receivers couldn't catch balls that Lamar Jackson was putting in positions to have successful plays. And then secondly, we got killed by Derrick Henry. Now, how much do you concentrate on stopping Derrick Henry when that team went 9-7 and beat you? If I have Tennessee's record in my mind right
for
last year, is how much do you want to concentrate on, we're not good at stopping the run, yet that's really not a big deal to the Kansas City Chiefs? And when you look at teams, usually, and I know the Cowboys recently did get beat in the playoffs because they couldn't stop the run. How many times do teams lose because they couldn't stop the running game?
And will we face the Titans again in that playoff situation?
So to me, I'd look more at my wide receiver situation and say, I got to get guys with better hands, because Lamar Jackson is going to create time. I mean, he's unbelievable at creating extra time. I won't say in the pocket, getting outside of the pocket and creating time. So how can we get guys that are a little bit better at catching a ball? Because it seems like Lamar Jackson is going to give these guys opportunities, and our guys didn't take advantage of it in that playoff game.
Kevin, do you adjust anything with Lamar this offseason? Do you add something new? Do you ask him to work on something different? Add different players?
I mean, like, obviously I'm always going to ask him to work on something else to add to his game, and I feel like you saw a remarkable improvement over the last year. But I also think I'm of the opinion that I would give him at least one more year to let it naturally develop the way it has, because you saw the jump from year two to year two from year one. And if you get even a plateau in year three, I think you're going to feel like you're the second best team in the NFL.
Corey, how scared would you be if you had Lamar Jackson to actually want to say, I want to be more careful with him because he is a franchise changer and I don't want him to get hurt, but I also need those big plays from him? I would be scared, Corey, to kind of, if I was thinking about, I want to protect him more, which would mean don't run as much, that then I would lose my edge in the NFL.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And at some point in his career, he's not going to want to get hit as much. He's going to get older, and as you get older, just things are different. When you jump and try and dunk a basketball, your knees start to hurt a little more. Those things happen to you. What, Reggie? It just
your
happens as you
hurt?
Get older. No. But when you know, as he gets older, he's not going to want to get hit as often by big-time linebackers and safeties who are headhunting for him. So he's probably going to want to change his game a little bit, and the Ravens are going to be like, crap, we tailored this whole thing around him. I'm also curious, like with the Chiefs, you just won the Super Bowl. Do you change anything? Because everybody's going to try and adjust to you now. So I think this is a fascinating – it's fascinating the way the off seasons work because GMs have such a difficult job of not only getting the players on their team and convincing them financially that they have to come play for them, but then they have to figure out, hey, do we adjust anything or do we just keep things the same?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.